Some legends leave their mark on the game.
Ryan Braun sends it to left center and deep. Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Ryan Braun! He just hit a walk-off homer!
Others leave stories you'll never forget.
They should understand how meaningful and significant it was for that team to get to the postseason for the first time. Meant so much.
Now, it's your chance to hear them firsthand on the Yuengling Legends Line. Legendary names. Legendary stories. Brought to you by Yuengling. Crack open a Yuengling lager and raise a toast to an American tradition. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Now, here's six-time All-Star, five-time Silver Slugger, 2007 Rookie of the Year, and 2011 National League Most Valuable Player, Ryan Braun.
Big voice guy just doesn't do it like Kyle Wallace does it when introducing Ryan Braun on the Yuengling Legends Line. It's Kyle and Brust with you till 5 o'clock, and you heard Ryan Braun is joining us. You might hear his chuckle as well. Ryan, what's going on?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you guys? Thank you for having me.
I'm going to let Kyle do most of this because I am slap happy. I stayed up till 1:30, couldn't fall asleep till 2. I watched the entire game last night. I am excited for 9-10. I have now put in my head that you could have probably hit 3 home runs last night by just hitting a fly ball. Is that fair to say?
I would hope so. I would hope so. Las Vegas is known for some very high-scoring, offensive-friendly baseball games. So, very impressive game for the boys. I'm sure it's a lot of fun for them. We always enjoy just playing in different venues, different cities, and the team just continues to show their character by coming back, day after day. Super impressive.
You know, it's interesting you said like playing in different places. I saw I had a hard time. Like, I loved being entertained, but I was also like, am I enjoying this? Am I not enjoying this? Am I enjoying this? Am I not enjoying it? Because it was such an up and down roller coaster. Are you in favor? Because, like, for me, I'm like, you know what? Embrace it. It's 3 games out of 162. Would you have mind playing in this stadium?
I would have enjoyed it. You know, I think the way that the schedule used to be, you'd play 19 games against each of the same teams every year, which got a bit monotonous. So it was always fun to play against different teams in different venues, get an opportunity to explore different cities and play in different ballparks. So I certainly would have enjoyed it. I'm sure for the boys, there are greater disruptions in the schedule that are possible. They play international games now. So it's really not that inconvenient. I'm sure it was enjoyable, especially for the offensive players. For the pitchers, it can be a bit challenging to go from Coors Field to Las Vegas, which is basically, probably the two best offensive environments in the league and two most challenging pitching environments. But I always enjoyed playing in the different venues.
As a pitcher, a guy like Kyle Harrison, who had been lights out this season before that game, are you ever just to say, chuck that one up to the fact that I played in Vegas and the ball was just traveling ridiculous last night?
You try to, right? I mean, the quicker you can put those types of games behind you, the more successful you'll be. They're inevitable throughout the course of a long season. For starting pitchers, if you stay healthy and you make your 32 or 33 starts, you're going to have a few that just don't go your way. And I think objectively, everyone can look at that environment and know it's an incredibly difficult experience as a pitcher. It's like, there's a reason they have the OPS plus stat and ERA plus, and they account for ballpark factors. So obviously when you're playing in an environment like that, it's a really tough challenge for a pitcher.
So I'm glad you brought up the hitters enjoying it. And Kyle asked you about the pitchers. From a hitting standpoint, I think Murph said they're not going to take batting practice. They're seeing it fly out of the park already. Is there an aspect of now, after putting up 15 and 14 runs respectively and having 11 home runs, where you might be pressing to maybe get under it just because if you get it up in the air, it might go? Do you change your approach? How does that work from a hitter's mindset?
Yeah, you try not to change your approach too much, but I always thought I would play the elements, right? If I'm playing in Wrigley and the wind's blowing out, I want to get my swings. I want to try to hit the ball in the air. I want to look for pitches that I have an opportunity to elevate. You know that when you're playing in an offensive environment like that, you want to get your at-bats. You're looking forward to getting up to the plate. So I do think you change your approach at least a little bit. But I love the idea of not taking batting practice. It's one of those things, like, if it's not broken, don't fix it. You know, sometimes, like, everybody's swinging the bat well. Why get out there, take batting practice, and then you start trying harder to hit home runs? So clearly what they're doing is working, and you hope that you continue to ride that wave of momentum.
I don't know. Baseball was fun last night. It was fun. Like, I ended up falling asleep on the game because it got entirely too late.
But you're committed through the end of the game tonight.
If they go in the extras again, I am committed tonight. I only made it about 12:05 last night. I am committed tonight. But baseball seems to be more fun. Is this what we should expect from Las Vegas when they eventually move there? Is like, are there going to be high-scoring games like this?
I would assume so. You know, if you look historically at the AAA affiliates that have been there, it seems like they're always, you know, very high-scoring games, huge offensive numbers. I remember growing up, there was a team in Lancaster. It was somebody's high-A or low-A affiliate, and it was a very similar experience. But it seems much more likely than not that it'll be a great offensive ballpark with some pretty high-scoring games.
Ryan Braun is joining Kyle and Bruss right now on the Yuengling Legends line. So, Ryan, the Miz obviously pitched at Coors. He's missing the opportunity to pitch here. He's got to be happy about that. What should we expect moving forward? Because I told Kyle, I was like, I think this is who he is. He's becoming this complete major league pitcher who has command and owns the strike zone and isn't walking guys as much. You saw him with Murph say no. Like, that's part of maturation for him to be like, I want to close this out. And he did at Coors Field in the seventh inning. Are we just watching what we're just going to know for as long as he's pitching? Like, this is insane.
I mean, he's pitching at a level where he almost sets himself up that people have unrealistic expectations. He's throwing the ball right now as good as any pitcher has in the history of the sport. So inevitably, there'll be some ebb and flow, some ups and downs. I hope the fans don't take this for granted, because what he's doing is just incredible. No matter how great you are, you're going to go through periods of time where you're not at your very best. But certainly it looks like he's taking a huge step forward. It's so much fun to watch. You know, we're watching a guy really step into a true ace role, who's throwing the baseball as well as anybody has ever. So much fun to watch. Glad he's on our team. And let's hope that he continues to be close to as good as he's been over the last couple months, because at this level, you know, it's a favorable matchup with him on our side, regardless of who's on the other side. He's that good.
Bronny, how long do the Brewers ride out the shortstop position? Because this team seems like they have an opportunity. We just talked about how great the Miz is. You're still going to get Brandon Woodruff back. Kyle has been really good this year as well. And the shortstop position has clearly been an issue for the Brewers when it comes to hitting and being consistent. How long do the Brewers ride this out before they have to make some type of move, whether it's calling somebody up or whether it's making a trade?
I think we have to take into consideration how great those guys have been defensively. You know, there are things that analytics don't capture. And for a starting pitcher or a reliever, when you have that much confidence in your defense, it's hard to quantify it, right? I think whoever they've had at short probably hasn't swung the bat as well as they would have liked to, but they're playing great defense. Defense wins games. You know, we've seen it consistently with this group of guys over the last few years. So those guys continue to play great defense. Hopefully they get the bats going and the offensive game starts to match the defense. But I do think you can get to a point where you take their defense for granted, and it might not show up in a WAR statistic. It obviously doesn't show up on the offensive side. But what that does for the confidence of a pitcher, you know, you get behind an account 2-0 or 3-1, and you're like, let me just throw a strike. Let me let this guy put it in play. I know that I have a great defensive infield behind me, with shortstop being the most important position. And it becomes hard to quantify, you know, the value add and the confidence that having a good defensive shortstop makes on a quality pitching staff.
So some news today, Luis Lara signed a deal upwards of max value of around $70+ million. Obviously, Cooper Pratt was locked in, Jackson Churio before that. We're seeing this trend. When you see stuff like that, is that something that fans should keep an eye on for this year or just the future?
I'm sure when they sign a guy to a contract like that, they believe that he can probably contribute now. But ultimately, it's about the duration of the contract and the team trying to lock guys in, you know, at what they deem to be a favorable salary structure and contract. But I would imagine that they have pretty high belief and confidence in these guys if they're signing them, you know, to long-term deals and believe that should the need arise, they're ready to contribute sooner rather than later.
Well, Kyle and I were talking about this. We believe, and we're not 100% certain, but we think we're right, that Jackson Churio, I don't think, ever played in AAA.
Yeah, I don't think he played AAA ball.
It is... How did he become who he was like this? Is he just that special?
I mean, it feels like he's obviously very advanced, right? Any of the guys that perform at the level that he has when you're always the youngest guy in the league, if you look, you know, historically over the last decade or two at every one of those guys they turn into, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, you know, Manny Machado, Ronald Acuna, Juan Soto, kind of all of those guys were, you know, among the best players in each at each minor league rung, even though they were the youngest guy at each level. And I think Jackson Chourio was the same. It sounds like a few of our, you know, current prospects are in a similar boat. And, you know, if you look at the historic track record, it's almost unfair to throw those names out and have that expectation. But the track record is very encouraging when you take age into account relative to their competition.
All right, now, Bronny, your former teammate Corey Hart came out of retirement this weekend. I don't know if you knew that or not. Did you know that?
I did not know. What's the occasion?
He came out for Banana Ball in Milwaukee at AmFam Field that Party Animals played, took on the Loco Beach Coconuts. Is there any way that maybe you get part of the Savannah Banana, any of that fun if they come back to Milwaukee and you get out there, you play a little baseball again? I know the fans would love to see
it. What about the Home Run Derby? The Home Run Derby.
We did the home run derby. We're doing a Legends game in like a month. In July, we're there. We're playing a game. I think at least three or four innings. I know Corey's playing. I know JJ Hardy. Hopefully, Ricky and Prince. Like a bunch of the guys are coming back to play a game. Everything I've heard about the Savannah Banana experience is amazing. Mike Moustakas, who's a close friend of mine, played in Milwaukee for a couple of years. He did it as well and came back with, you know, just glowing reviews of his experience. So I gotta talk to Corey about how much he enjoyed it. But everybody that's participated seems to have had a great experience with it. And they're doing great things for the sport. You know, yeah. the kids are into it. The popularity of what they're doing is off the charts, and it's so much fun to watch from afar.
Wait a minute. So, does that mean that's great to hear that you may consider it? But that means you're going to be in Milwaukee this summer for the Legends game?
Yeah. I'll be there a couple times in July. Right. I think the Legends game, I want to say, is maybe the third week of July. I know it's on the calendar, so I will definitely be back. And I know a bunch of people. I think they have at least 30 plus guys that are playing in the game, so that'll be fun.
Well, you're on the Yuengling Legends line, but we'd love to have you in studio if you get the time. Now, my question to you is: the A's have a righty starter who's had a pretty good year. What Milwaukee Brewer, if you could choose from any of them, has the best chance of hitting two home runs in a game tonight? I'm thinking the lefty.
Two's a big ask. I think that a lefty's probably the safe assumption. Bryce Turang looks like he's swinging the bat really well.
How about three home runs, Bronny?
Three's
a lot. Three's a big ask. I don't know if Yelly's got three in him anymore. I think him and I probably have the same power at this stage of our lives. Bryce is probably the safest pick.
Okay, wait.
I've done 20 on plus 450 for Bryce to hit one home run. I've done
more.
10 on plus what was it?
Like 8 something or 12.
There's too many. I have one home run for Bryce, two home runs for Bryce, and then if he hits three, Nick Kurtz, who's on the A's, did it at the Houston Astros last year. I have Bryce $10 to win $2,000 on three home runs.
$20,000.
No.
Oh, it's $2,000?
$10 to win $2,000. Let's not get a little ahead of ourselves here.
I think Kurtz got four in a game last year, didn't he?
Was it four? Four in a triple, I think?
It was something ridiculous. Yeah, it was like a 6-for-6 with four homer game as a rookie. Unbelievable.
So it's possible. I'm not crazy, right?
If you look at the game last night, I don't know how many of those would have been home runs and how many other ballparks, but certainly
don't
it
care.
Looks like it's
we're taking advantage of the three games here.
As exists. That's right. That's right.
I did something really stupid, but I think you'd probably say I'm safe. Producer Alex Strofe, I don't know what happened. Like I said, I stayed up too late, too much coffee. I'm slap happy today. I said to him, if there is only under 2.5 runs in this total ball game, I will give you, Alex Strofe, $1,000. We'll have to give him $1,000.
It's always possible. There's at least a shutout or two at Ford Field every year. You never know when it's coming, but it's always possible.
Come on.
Thank you, Brody.
Very, very unlikely, but certainly a possibility you got to take into consideration. And I think it'd be entertaining for the rest of your colleagues.
Except me, obviously. All right, well, Bryce is the guy that you said, so we're Bryce all the way. Even I'm not going to get greedy with the three, but if he gets two, I'm going to be jumping out of my chair.
You should be extremely excited. Ryan Braun just told you. Somebody, what's the most you had in the game, Ryan? Three?
I hit three a couple times, yeah.
Woo! A couple
Yeah, you know what? Shame on you for not knowing your favorite guy's numbers.
No. I knew he hit three, but he said a couple times. He just told you it was hard to hit two. He just said, I hit three a couple times.
It's hard.
You know, light work.
It's hard. Yeah. I did hit one game in San Diego, three homers, and I hit a triple, but it was before they had moved the fence in right center.
Mm.
I think in today's alignment of that San Diego Petco Park ballpark, I might have had four.
You clearly haven't looked to see if that would have been a home run. I mean,
not easy to do.
A four in a game is ridiculous.
Well, Kyle, you know what to do. Hey. We're sending the legend out, the Yingling Legends line. Let's make him blush one more time.
You already know what it is. It is the legend, the Milwaukee Brewers legend, who will be back in July. So make sure you get your tickets to see Ryan Braun, the former MVP for the Milwaukee Brewers, coming back in town. But thank you, as always, Ryan Braun, the absolute legend, for joining us here today. Mister, I hit multiple home runs, three home runs in a game more than once. Cole.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Ryan Braun on the Yingling Legends line. There was a pool yesterday that I saw, and it got me excited because they were hitting over the pool. The pool area was busy out in center field in Las Vegas, and the pool area in New Berlin is going to be hopping, too, at the Princeton Club. It's open right now. I saw they have adult nights coming up. They got live music. And not to mention, that's not just the full experience. That's just like a dessert for you, because you can drop off your kid at the free childcare. You can go get a workout in, go enjoy the pool. There's a bar, because if you're looking to grow in 2026, the Princeton Club is the place for you. My wife and I are looking at going to do some personal training on different days when we take care of our kid. Each of us go invest in our health so we can grow, to have healthy bodies and grow our foundation, and we can be better in all aspects of our life. So you know what to do if you're looking to grow. Head to the Princeton Club. He said Bryce Terang, if he had to choose.
He did.
Big news. Wheel of Strofe. Next.
You're experiencing Kyle and Brust.
Eleanor Roosevelt and Franklin D. Roosevelt.
They were kissing cousins?
They were cousins. You know that?
But were they kissing?
Wait, they were married.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.